Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. When Venus meets the North Node again, the vow returns. If you've been following astrology through 2025, you know Venus took us all on a journey many will remember for years. It was a story about falling in love with fantasy, having that fantasy tested by Saturn, falling into humility, and finally releasing what was never real to begin with. Now Venus returns to the same territory, but everything is different. The North Node that witnessed her vow with Saturn in April 2025 returns to meet her in February 2026. But this time, the meeting happens in Venus's own bounds, on her own terms. This isn't a repeat of last year's fall. This is a graduation and coronation. But to understand where we're going, you need to know where we've been. Now I'm about to give y'all some keywords and meanings. You might want to get a pen and paper right now. Because these are things y'all will hear me say on a continuing basis. So you might as well get familiar with these words. First word, exaltation. Exaltation is a planet's maximum dignity and strength. Venus in Pisces operates at peak grace, transcendence, and beauty. Bounds or terms, that is the degree level ruler within the sign, determines who supervises the local territory. Venus governing her own bounds means she makes the rules in that space. Retrograde is the apparent backward motion of a planet, even though it's not actually really moving backward. But symbolically, it means review, reconsider, revise, return to what was missed. North Node. North Node represents your destiny, the path forward, what we're meant to grow toward. South Node, which is always opposite the North Node, is the past, what we're releasing, lessons already learned. A trine is a 120 degree aspect. That aspect represents harmony, ease, supportive flow between planets. Square is a 90 degrees aspect. And squares are friction, tension, crisis, demanding resolution. Then we got the sextile, which is 60 degrees, opportunity, cooperative support. The original journey in 2025, the promise at the threshold, February 1st. All this went down late January, early March 2025. Venus entered Pisces exalted. And then on February 1st, 2025, Venus conjunct the North Node at 28 degrees Pisces. It felt like a cosmic promise. This is what you've been waiting for. Maybe you met someone who seemed too good to be true. Maybe an opportunity appeared heaven sent. Maybe you finally understood what you truly wanted. The energy was dreamy, hopeful, and enchanted. Like a Disney movie. Then the fog rolls in, but there was a problem. Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces, the analytic degree, the critical degree, crisis, and completion combined. When Venus met Neptune at this potent degree, the line between real and wished for became completely blurred. You saw potential, but not the reality. Best case scenarios, but not the red flags. Fantasy projected onto everything. The atmosphere was beautiful fog everywhere. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Critical detail, Jupiter, Pisces ruler, Venus's host at the time, was in Gemini in his detriment. Weak, scattered, unable to protect properly. The host couldn't take care of the guests. Then we moved on to Act Two. The retrograde reckoning, the turning back, March, and by the Aries new moon at 9 degrees, Venus turned retrograde at 28 degrees Pisces. Venus retrograde asks, is this really what I want? Is this real? Am I seeing clearly? Still conjunct Neptune, still in the fall. Mars, ruling the new moon, was in Cancer at 22 degrees, in his fall struggling. The warrior couldn't fight. Everything felt emotionally heavy and stuck. Then we had the second touch, and doubt creeps in. Venus retrograde conjuncted the North Node again on April Fool's Day. Questions came in. Is this actually my destiny or just fantasy? Why doesn't this feel magical anymore? What am I not seeing? The enchantment started cracking. Ouch. Then we got to the vial, Saturn's reality check. On April 21st, 2025, Venus stationed direct at 26 degrees Pisces. But she wasn't alone. Saturn was at 26 degrees Pisces. He wasn't alone. The North Node was at 26 degrees Pisces. All three conjunct. All three? Yeah, all three. What? This was the moment of truth. Saturn and Venus's exaltation. Even in the dream, there are rules. Even in paradise, there are boundaries. Even destiny has conditions. What about unconditional love? That had conditions too. This is the vibe, Saturn asks. Here are the actual terms. Here's what's real. Here's what commitment actually requires. Do you accept my terms? Some relationships ended. Some opportunities reveal the real. Smaller scope. Some dreams got cold water. Venus said, yes, I accept the terms. And the vow was made. But the vow was made under Saturn's supervision. At Saturn's terms, 26 degrees reduces to 8. Power, consequence, mastery through struggle. The vow made under reality's weight. Saturn wasn't cruel. He was just being honest. But Venus couldn't prove understanding just by saying yes. She had to demonstrate it. Show and prove. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. Then we moved on. The destiny into humility. May through September 2025. From exaltation to fall. Venus move through Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, where she hooked up with Jupiter, Leo. Then she got to Virgo, her fall. Virgo is analysis over romance, practicality over fantasy. What actually works over what we wish would work. Venus in Virgo asks, does this actually serve me? Is this actually valuable? Or have I been settling? The person you idealize shows human flaws. Can you love that reality? The job shows practical limitations. Values shift from what sounds good to what actually improves my life. Meanwhile, Jupiter moved from Gemini, its detriment, and to Cancer, its exaltation. Jupiter landed at 22 degrees Cancer, the exact degree Mars occupied when everything felt stuck during the Aries new moon. Jupiter exalted equals maximum protection, wisdom, and faith. The malefic struggle point becomes the benefic's power point. Where Mars fell is where Jupiter rises to catch Venus. Then we got to the release. October, Saturday, October to be exact, Venus meets the South Node at 17 degrees Virgo. The moment of release, I release the fantasy of who you could be. I see who you are. I release what looked perfect but never felt right. I release trying to make something work that's already complete. Then comes the protection. Venus in her own face, dignity retained even in fall. In Jupiter's bounds, Jupiter exalted, protecting. Mercury in Libra, Venus's sign, equals mutual reception, equals mutual support. Graceful surrender, but not a collapse. Monday, October 6th, the full moon in Aries at 14 degrees. The illumination, culmination, revelation. Even this Aries full moon has Venus orchestrating behind the scenes. Sun in Libra, Venus's sign, Jupiter's bounds. Mars in Venus's bounds. Saturn retrograde in Pisces, reviewing April's lessons. Resolution, completion, relief. The truth isn't devastating, it's freeing. What remains after the fall clears is more valuable because it's real. The work continues October through January 2026. After the South Node release, Venus continued through Libra, reclaiming her dignity. Scorpio transforming through depth. Then she hit Sagittarius, expanding meaning. Capricorn, building foundation. Aquarius, finding freedom. By early February 2026, Venus in Aquarius had learned to value the collective, whole connection without possession. Find security and authenticity. Most importantly, how to be free and committed. Final test, Venus square Uranus. Releasing false security. Before re-entering Pisces, Venus in Aquarius will square Uranus in Taurus. This is the final hard contact between Venus and Uranus before Uranus leaves Taurus after 7 years of revolutionizing everything stable. Values, money, bodies, security, pleasure, worth. The square asks, whether your values are authentic or inherited, whether your security is real or performed, whether what you're protecting deserves protection. What got activated? Relationships, unstable, erratic, exciting or upsetting, depending on where you stand in your matrix. Finances, unpredictable paths, adapt rather than resist. Sudden shifts in what you value. You may have had creative breakthroughs, exciting persons, or a project creates friction, showing you where you stay stuck. You may be asking yourself, hey Paul, why does this all matter? This square clears attachment to false security before Venus re-enters Pisces. Venus, ruler of Taurus, creates friction to expose misalignment before Uranus leaves and ends the era. The square ensures Venus doesn't bring Taurus's baggage, fear-based security, material attachment into Pisces. She brings Aquarius clarity, detachment, innovation, freedom, instead of that Taurus bullshit. The purge before the coronation. February 10th to March 6th. Venus re-enters Pisces, February 10th, 2026. She returns to Pisces exalted. but she's not the same Venus in 2025. Why? What key differences? What makes Venus different now? Well, Neptune is in Aries, fall clear from Pisces, January 2026. Jupiter in Cancer, exalted, not weak in Gemini. Now, maximum protection. Venus, not retrograde. Forward motion with purpose. Mercury, we're retrograde while she's there. Built-in review. Venus enters her exaltation with maximum protection. No fog and clarity mechanisms intact. She's not drowning this time. She's sovereign. February 17th, the eclipse. Venus meets the North Node again. Sun and Moon at 28 degrees Aquarius in Saturn's bounds. Venus at 8 degrees Pisces conjunct the North Node in Venus's own bounds, exalted. Jupiter retrograde at 15, 16 Cancer, exalted, ruling Venus. Saturn governs the eclipse, ensuring the collective vision has integrity. The revolution serves humanity. Innovation doesn't become chaos. Venus governs the path, ensuring the personal choice honors the soul. The vision nourishes, not just dazzles. And beauty has substance. Together, the revolution must serve the soul. The structure must allow the grace. The collective must honor individual hearts. The shift from vow to coronation. April 2025, Saturn asks, do you accept these terms? 26 degrees Pisces, compound 8, power through consequences. Now, February 2026, Venus asks herself, what do I choose? 8 Pisces, pure 8, power earned and sovereign. The transformation from acceptance to agency, from obligation to empowerment, from Saturn's supervision to Venus's sovereignty. The North Node witnessed the vow. Now it returns. But Venus controls where and how the meeting happens. What gets chosen? This eclipse might manifest as a person reappearing or appearing. An opportunity crystallizing that honors the dream and reality. A path forward that you can actually walk. A vision with weight and substance. A choice made with wisdom, not desperation. The question, can I hold the dream and reality? Can I have faith without losing discernment? 5 days after the eclipse, Venus in Pisces trines Jupiter retrograde in Cancer. Both exalted, in water, in harmony. Venus to her exalted ruler. I made a choice at the North Node. Does this have your blessing? Jupiter retrograde, I've been reviewing emotional sustainability. I've checked this against every metric. The choice is blessed. Proceed with faith. I'm protecting you. Jupiter's blessing comes from wisdom, not naivety. He's been doing review work since his station. What this feels like? Rightness settling in. Emotional confirmation. Relief that you're not alone. Trust in the protection. What does this protect against? Second guessing. Anxiety about whether you chose correctly. Feeling unsupported. Spiritual isolation. The blessing comes before Mercury stations retrograde. You enter the review from emotional confirmation, not doubt. The review becomes refinement, not an interrogation. 4 days after Jupiter's blessing, Mercury stations retrograde in Pisces. Mercury in Pisces, detriment and fall. uncomfortable in the realm of dreams, struggling to find the ground. Retrograde, going back to find what was missed, misunderstood, or maybe even miscommunicated. Review what you believe, re-examine what you agreed to. Check the story you told yourself, but you've already made the choice. February 17th, receive Jupiter's blessing. February 22nd, felt the emotional confirmation. Mercury isn't undermining the choice. Mercury is ensuring you understand what you chose. Between the eclipse and Mercury's retrograde, 9 days to sit with that choice. Active reception. Let it clarify. Notice who and what shows up. Feel into it. Allow Jupiter's protection to settle. Then Mercury says, great. Now let's examine the details. Let's ensure clarity underneath the beauty. 2 days after Mercury stations, Venus conjuncts Mercury retrograde in Pisces. Immediate engagement with the review. The conversation may go like, Mercury, you chose. You received a blessing. Now, can you articulate why? What are the actual terms? What assumptions are you making? What did you think you heard versus what was actually said? Venus says, I chose for my soul. Jupiter confirmed it's sustainable. Mercury says back to Venus, perfect foundation. Now let's read the fine print. Can you say clearly what you want? Can you articulate why this matters? If not, let's figure out why. Jupiter's in the background. I'll keep protecting while you sort the details. What this may prevent? Faith without understanding. Vision without articulation. Blessing without comprehension. Repeating 2025's beautiful but unclear pattern. What this creates? Faith that can't explain itself. Vision that has language. Blessing that's understood. Conscious choice, not just a feeling. The conjunction happens after the choice, after the blessing, during the review. And before Venus leaves Pisces. Mercury retrograde isn't the enemy of vision. Mercury retrograde translates vision into actionable reality. On February 28th, Venus continues forward through late Pisces, carrying choice, blessing, and clarity. Mercury continues retrograde, finishing the examination. Stations direct mid-March. The gap matters. Vision moves forward. Details get finalized. By March 6th, when Venus leaves Pisces, the choice is made, blessed, reviewed, clarified, and integrated. March 4th, Venus at 27 degrees Pisces will sextile Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus. The dream, Venus exalted, and the revolution, Uranus, work together. After the square in early February, tension released false security. Now comes the sextile, harmony. The revolution serves the vision. Innovation supports the path. Change becomes ally. Freedom and faith work in tandem. The choice made at the eclipse requires the Uranian revolution to manifest. The dream that has teeth. The vision has edges. Faith demands transformation. 2 days later, Venus exits Pisces, which would be March 6th. and enters Aries. She exits exaltation carrying the North Node choice, Jupiter's blessing and protection, Mercury's clarity and review, Uranus's revolutionary support, sovereignty earned through descent and return. After entering Aries, Venus eventually conjuncts Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus, the aneuritic degree, the final degree before both planets change signs. The threshold meeting. Venus, the ruler of Taurus, returns to reclaim her sign from Uranus after 7 years of revolutionary occupation. But she doesn't arrive to banish him. She arrives to escort him out. Venus says, "Thank you for what you broke open in my domain. Thank you for showing me what real worth, pleasure, and security really mean. I've integrated the revolution, the vow, the fall, the release, the choice, all possible because of what you dismantled. Now let's go together." Uranus says, "You're ready. You know the difference between security that imprisons and security that liberates. Venus, lead the way." The handshake, the acknowledgement, the sacred transition. Both then move into the new sign. The cycle completes. The era changes from fall to faith. 2025 pattern was vision, fall, retrograde crisis, reality check, then the fall, release, the lesson. Beautiful dreams without ground lead to painful awakenings. Now we get to 2026 pattern. Choice, blessing, review, clarity, integration, forward, lesson. Wise faith includes questioning. Sacred vision demands clarity. The three protection mechanisms. Number one, emotional, Jupiter trine. Is this emotionally sustainable? Yes. Blessed, protected. Number two, mental, Mercury retrograde. Are the terms clear? Let's review and ensure precision. Three, sovereign, Venus in her own bounds. I control the territory. This happens on my terms. All three operating simultaneously. Conscious choice with full protection. From vow to coronation. April 2025, 26 degrees Pisces, Saturn ass. Do you accept the terms? Venus must prove understanding through fall and release. February 2026, 8 degrees Pisces. Venus asks, what do I choose? Having proved she can hold the dream and reality together. The transformation. From acceptance to agency. From obligation to empowerment. From Saturn's supervision to Venus's sovereignty. The descent was necessary. The goddess who fell and rose carries embodied wisdom, not theoretical knowledge. 2026 is different. Why is it different? Well, externally, Neptune's out of Pisces, fall clear. Jupiter exalted, strong protection. Mercury retrograde after choice, review not crisis. Venus in own bound, which is sovereignty. Internal changes. You remember the fall? You know what collapsing fantasy feels like? You've developed discernment. You understand the difference between transcendence and delusion. Then you got structural changes. Review built on the process. Blessing before doubt. Clarity demanded, not assumed. Safeguards are architectural, not accidental. if you live through 2025's fall, you know what not to do. Now, at the eclipse, February 17th, notice without projecting fantasy. Feel the vision without drowning, and choose consciously. At the blessing, February 22nd, receive Jupiter's confirmation. Let emotional righteousness settle, and trust the protection. At the review, welcome Mercury's questions. Articulate clearly. Examine your assumptions without cynicism. Use doubt as a tool for clarity, not a weapon against faith. At the exit, March 6th, carry vision forward with open eyes. Trust what survived review. That's real. Walk into the new era with earned wisdom. If something, someone from 2025 reappears, the question is, what's different now? In them, have they done the work? Is communication clearer? Are terms actually sustainable? In you, do you see clearly or through fantasy? Can you hold love and boundaries? Are you choosing from empowerment or scarcity? In circumstances, is there structural support, Jupiter? Is clarity available, Mercury retrograde? Are you in your own bounds, Venus sovereignty? Mercury retrograde will force these questions and letting. The conversation is the protection. If something new appears, the question, can I hold beauty while examining reality? Feel the enchantment, Venus exalted. Receiving the blessing, Jupiter trine. Ask the question, Mercury retrograde. Demand clarity, Venus-Mercury conjunction. Choose with both heart and mind intact. Faith that asks questions is stronger than faith that fears them. If nothing external appears, but you have internal vision, the question, can I articulate this? Can I put this dream into words that have weight? Translate vision into language. Make the inevitable communicatable. Ground the dream in actionable steps. Prove to yourself you understand what you're choosing. If you can't put it into words, you don't understand it yet. Mercury retrograde helps you find the words. 2025 Venus exalted in Pisces drowned. The vision was beautiful, but had no ground. The dream had no bones. Protection was absent. Fog obscured everything. Now we get to 2026. Venus exalted in Pisces reigns. The vision is beautiful and has substance. The dream has structure. Protection is complete. Clarity is demanded. This is the difference between immature and mature exaltation. Immature exaltation is maximum expression without discernment, beauty without boundaries, faith without questions, drowning in one's own strength. Mature exaltation is maximum expression with wisdom, beauty that serves, faith that examines itself, swimming in depth and not drowning in it. She returns to the same exaltation, but she's not the same goddess. She carries the memory of fall, wisdom of the fall, clarity of the release, sovereignty of the return. When she meets the North Node and destiny asks what she wants, she answers with both heart and mind, both faith and discernment, both dream and reality held in the same hand. On February 17, 2026, a solar eclipse occurs at 28 degrees Aquarius, while Venus meets the North Node at 8 degrees Pisces. This is not a repeat of last year. This is the return of the promise. With every protection in place, you will choose. Jupiter will bless. Mercury will reveal. Clarity will emerge. By March 6th, you'll walk out of Pisces carrying a vision that is chosen consciously, blessed by wisdom, reviewed thoroughly, articulated clearly, grounded in reality without losing its transcendence. This is faith with footnotes. This is vision with verification. This is the dream with bones. The vow you made in April 2025 is honored. The work you did through the fall is acknowledged. The release you made at the South Node is complete. Now comes the coronation. Not because you're perfect. Not because you'll never be fooled again. But because you know the difference now. And the difference is everything. May your choice be conscious. Your blessings be real. Your review be thorough. And your vision carry you into the new era with both eyes open and your heart intact. The goddess returns. And this time, she's sovereign. Are you? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. Leave a message there. I'd like to hear from you. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit booking. Book that reading there. If you want to show your appreciation for the work, I Am Astrology Readings. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. There's even a link down below. I appreciate you in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.